Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we-
Everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
And this is Ricky. Lastly. Bill, or fuck.
That's my name, Bill.
No, James cannot start a show worth shit.
It was better than when you surprised it on me the first time.
Right. It's like, hi, what? It's Bill.
That's what I always say.
Hi, it's Bill. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is where we already said our names. Today is Sunday, July 10th, 2011.
Yeah, this is episode 370.
370. Almost 400 shows. That's crazy. And we just drew
Moose.
A name, two names for a contest. We did a surprise.
Moose and Paul.
So
good job, guys.
You guys make sure you contact us. And
I'm so glad that, we pay you to like
all
us.
That junk and stuff. Right.
Make the gift card good and make it so that Ricky has to go and get it.
Like, no.
From Tulip, which is a porn shop. Something like that.
I do not want to go into a porn shop. I do not.
Steamworks gift card.
Ooh. No. Y'all, I am not going to a sex store, and I am not going to Steamworks.
Too late.
Ooh, man's country.
Not there either, because it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, where is that? I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't know. It's not on voicemail.
You know.
He does.
What?
Mr. Truck Driver.
Right.
Hey. That was in my car. That was not in a
driving
steamer.
Down the road, which is kind of dangerous.
You only need one hand to drive.
Mm-hmm. Not when you have an uncut soul.
And he says,
I don't have an uncut soul.
No.
He says he doesn't know how to drive stick.
Next.
You don't know how to drive a stick? Like
no.
A car? You don't know how to drive a stick shift?
No.
No, he does not.
Oh my God, really?
I was first taught how to drive with one, but then it all went downhill after that. I did not know how to do it.
Everyone should learn on a stick shift, because if you do, you'll know how to drive every car there is.
Yeah, I did, but not so much.
I love my stick shift and my
Beetle.
And my Beetle.
We have too many hills, and so I was always afraid to stop on them.
Oh. This reminds me of a story of my dad. I don't know if I talked about this on the show, but when I first started driving, I had a car that was stick shift. And, well, he taught me how to drive it, which was hilarious because he would start screaming at the top of his lungs. And because I'm a person that gets nervous when people start screaming, I just instantly started laughing. which pissed him off. So eventually I was able to get to like second gear. So my first time I drove it to work, he actually got on. We live like off of a state road, which was two highway or two lanes. And it's like one of the dangerous roads in Virginia. And he actually got into his car, drove up the road a little bit, and purposely went slow so that I could pull out and not have to worry about like getting hit or anything.
Aww.
So that always like, I always think of that. And I don't know. It's a good memory. But that's in my little 1980 Ford Fiesta,
Fiesta.
That I paid $50 for.
Nice.
That's still running to this day.
Not too shabby.
That's a good segue into your visitors.
Yeah.
It's family time on the Foul Monkey Show.
Well, I have another story about cars. My dad used to have a blue station wagon. When you turn left on it, the horn would honk and the windshield wipers would go.
Every left
turn. It wouldn't be like a honk. It'd be honk.
What kind of car was this?
Blue station wagon.
I took a blue station wagon.
Embarrassing.
A blue Woody.
I know, it was one of those like slide down the chair.
I took a blue Woody, Town and Country.
Yeah, we know all about your blue Woodies.
Ooh, if you have a blue Woody, that is not good. That means you have taken your Viagra and it has been like working way too long.
They're just like,
oh yeah,
we have a studio audience. He's never heard us record. He's never heard our show. So he's
rude.
He's going to be laughing. Probably you're going to hear him. Yeah. We might get him up here to say hello.
Yeah.
Because he's a Southern boy and he might make your panties melt off. That's what they did with my friend Nathan from Louisiana. He got on the show and instantly got emails. Oh my God, he sounds so cute. What's he look like? Really cute.
He's cute.
So, so Nebraska.
Hey. Mm-mm. My sister was in town.
That's all. Ricky, that's the only reason I said it.
Right.
Wish there's a funny story about that too. So.
So my sister comes in last Tuesday, which was the 5th. It was after our debacle of the 4th of July and the bathroom stuff. So she comes in on the 5th and her boyfriend drive in. And that night we went to Hamburger Mary's and just kind of had dinner and then we came home and relaxed. I had to work the next day.
Have they ever been to a Hamburger Mary's?
Nope. No.
No.
Okay.
He's Bosnian and she's from Nebraska.
Oh, he's like straight up Bosnian?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like from the country?
Yes.
Yes. He left when he was 3. Then he lived in... Oh, where did he live?
Germany.
Germany and Austria and Serbia. Yeah. And
is he like a military brat or something?
No.
No, they were forced to leave.
Yeah.
It was
by what, Hitler or what?
No, it was during all the...
He is not that old.
No, it was during all of the problem in, like, you know, Bosnia.
Oh,
Croatia.
When everybody...
And so basically they were kind of shipped...
When it was Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Yes. Technically it still is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were just kind of shipped different places. They were bussed and shipped, and then that's how they ended up in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
No, it's actually how... It's kind of a fast forward, but when we went to... We tried Bosnian food, which was really interesting. Gave us really stinky farts and burps.
Oh, my God.
But it was really good sausages.
Yeah, it was.
But the waiter was talking about how...
He's like, where are you from? Like, he was asking Mirza is his name. He's asking about...
I thought you were saying Mirza. And I was like, well, that's an interesting name.
Mirza as in like the staff infection.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
So, I was just thinking maybe I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, well, we made fun of him because we said that he was a killer of old people.
Yeah.
And he goes, with my good looks.
Yeah. It's funny.
Oh, now I wish I could have met them.
Yeah,
I feel
that was
bad.
Your fault.
It's totally my fault.
It is your fault.
Because I'm poor white trash.
Asshole.
And I woke up late today. And
whatever.
So anyway, we're at the restaurant.
The end.
And the food was good. But the waiter...
Was funny.
He was funny.
Bill thinks he's gay.
I
don't.
Yes, absolutely. I think he was hitting on me.
Well, then I need to go to that restaurant.
He also wasn't too happy that I couldn't finish my food.
Yeah.
He told me that I was disappointing him.
He's a feeder.
No, but he was even talking about how there's a lot of Bosnians in Chicago, but it's not organized because they just don't give a fuck.
Right.
They're lazy.
Because they're lazy, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Unlike other cities like in Iowa,
St. Louis,
there's a huge Bosnian population. But
the reason I laughed, by the way, when you said St. Louis was because Mirza was saying how he goes, I went down there and I was there at a bar when one of the Bosnians shot another one because he stabbed that other guy like last week or something. I was like, shut up.
Yeah. But, first of all, the Nebraska thing was funny because he goes, so where do you live? And half in Bosnia and half in English. And he said, Nebraska. And he goes, what did you do?
He's like, sorry. I was like, and I looked at my sister because I continued talking and I go, we get the fucking shit ends in every language now.
No, but what he said was interesting because I've heard it from other immigrants, or I know that it happens with other Asian immigrants and or like the Sudanese and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they come over in mass, they don't get a choice a lot of times where in the U.S. they go. Like that's why there's such a big population in Minneapolis of immigrants because it's kind of like they pick places in the U.S. that
where nobody wants to live.
Or that can take them, and then they just kind of... Push them there.
We actually have a good few Koreans in Lincoln.
And he said basically that's what happened. They didn't actually choose to be in Chicago.
So that's why they're not really organized, because they're waiting on the new place they can go. Like, they're wanting to leave.
Or he said that all Bosnians just think
so
that.
So how long has he been in Nebraska?
Since he was...
He's probably been there for about 15 years.
Oh, okay.
No,
younger than nine. I know that he became a citizen. He lucked out because his mother did it. Or no, his brother lucked out because he's a year older or so, and they did it the day before he turned 18, yeah. So he didn't have to take the test.
Yeah. So they became citizens because of his mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. He's a good guy. I like him a lot better than her ex.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, and nice. I definitely found out that... Nice. Nice.
Always be like, nice.
The burping that James LeRoy does, his belches, it runs in the fucking family.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because his sister, holy shit.
She's worse than I am.
Yeah, she's like...
Ew. She's very guttural. She's just...
And she farts a lot.
Yeah, she does.
And she burps, and she's very unapologetic.
She doesn't say, oh, like girls do. Oh, sorry.
No.
Oh, God, no. She's like...
Laughs. And then I think at one point she even said... I'm going to tear up that bathroom at the bar that we're going to.
Yeah. Oh, no.
She went in the bar?
No, we went to the call.
If she had to.
Oh.
We went to the call, and Bill was like, no, the bathrooms at the call are really nice and clean. She goes, not after I'm done with them. They're going to be all torn up.
Because she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah. My family, I guess, has this, but it's very mild, but like sometimes we all have like a big case of the lactose intolerance.
And you have an asplosion?
Oh, yeah. Like we went and had deep dish pizza. Oh. And she's like, I go, we're going to go home after this. And she's like, good. Oh, and that was the night that we saw the pelvic bone on the sidewalk.
Yeah. You mean pubic?
No, it's pelvic.
Oh. Wait, did you say public? It's I thought you said pelvis. Public, and then
it's
I was like
also
pubic.
Pelvis bone. Pelvic.
Isn't there pubic bone too? Isn't there a pubic bone?
Oh my God. Either way.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's the same thing.
Speaking of, a lot of the times when they're arguing, Mirza will be like, Google it.
I think a pubic bone and a pelvis bone are separate. Like they're different bones, right?
So my lesbians were coming to meet us for
the ones that Bill kind of got a little jealous a little bit because they were inviting me over to dinner.
I didn't get jealous. I was just like, how the hell did Ricky already after meeting him once wiggle his way into
and
invites?
Two dinners without you guys. And she already told me when she came back, she goes, oh, we're going to come down on Damon. We're going to come to your house and hang out.
Because the first time we couldn't do it or I couldn't go over, and she goes, oh, that's okay. Ricky can tell you how it is. And I'm like, what? He's already weaseled his way into your home.
It is called the pelvis bone, or pelvic bone.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that we found was the iliac crest.
Mm. So
it was this part that's right here.
She was walking down the street to go to Giordano's Pizza with us. My favorite Chicago stuffed pizza. And she's a little late. And then she shows us this picture on her phone about how she found this pelvic bone on the street. And it looked like a bone. I'm like, are you sure it's a bone or it's not like some dog's chew toy or it's a piece of concrete?
Like ceramic.
Afterwards, we all go and look at the bone and it's a bone. So we decide to talk her into. She calls the police and they're like, ma'am, how do you know it's a bone? She goes, I'm a nurse. Yeah, and then they came and they looked at it and she took her statement and her information and I think they took the bone.
I think it's going to be crazy when they find out it's like we were talking about earlier, that it's a murder mystery solved from like the 40s. What if it's, who's that person that was famous here? Hoffa?
Hoffa, Jimmy Hoffa.
What if it's,
it was
what
funny
if it's
because
him?
She goes, I'm not saying it's Jimmy Hoffa. She's on the phone with him. Like, I'm not saying it was Jimmy Hoffa, but I'm just saying there's a bone here.
If it's on
and
the,
I could totally hear her like talking to the police, like, what? Just like smart ass.
It's
you know,
a bone.
Like, it's a bone. And I'm a nurse, so come fucking look at this shit.
Right.
And then I guess, were you there for the police?
No.
Because I guess she said that when the police came, the guy was like, oh.
It is a bone.
It is a bone. Like, we really didn't believe you, but yep. That would be a bone. And then they had to wait.
Ooh, what if it's in the paper? I got to keep an eye out on the red eye and stuff.
Right.
That would be awesome.
It's crazy.
Bone found on the Ravenswood and Lincoln Square border.
We got an email.
We're not done with my story.
Oh.
My sister.
Sorry.
Because we talked about it a little bit on the last show, but we also went to a burlesque show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was pretty fucking fabulous.
Yeah, she's funny because she really, that's all she wanted to do. When she first said she was coming to Chicago to see... Oh, my motherfucker. God damn it. I can't. Talking about family shit with right? these names is difficult.
When she was here
visiting
James LeRoy.
James LeRoy. That's the only thing she wanted to do. Besides an obsession, because I want to see a burlesque show. So I'm like, okay, we'll sum up.
Is Chicago famous for those?
No, it's just that it's a big city. We have them.
Yeah. All right.
But there is like a Chicago...
Damn, you smack that shit.
There is like a Chicago burlesque festival, Windy City Burlesque Festival and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of them here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're all on hiatus, apparently, because I could only find two that were performing this weekend.
Right.
One of which she didn't want to do because she wanted to see like a straight up burlesque show and not that like Super Mario Brothers or the Star Wars themed.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a Lord of the Rings slash World of Warcraft slash Dungeons and Dragons
slash
theme.
Harry Potter.
No.
Harry Potter is not grouped in with that shit.
Sometimes. But so we went to the Kiss Kiss Cabaret, which was also suggested by a lot of my some of my friends, which apparently some of my friends' theater company also is involved with them. Excuse me as I belch.
And I burp.
And it was nice because we were all prepared. We're talking about it at dinner, telling the lesbians how we're going to go do this. And, you know, the tickets are $15. You buy it online instead of $20 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, that's my friend's company. And she bought her tickets and she goes, let me text him. And he's like, oh, hey, how many tickets do you want? I'll put you in the $5 list.
I'm yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Shit.
So we
can do that again when we go?
I told her that if she can get them on $5 like every Friday, that I'll go every time that she is not working. But it's at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's on Lincoln on the way to your house. And it was fun. His sister wasn't, I don't think she was super excited about it because she honestly was expecting the movie burlesque. And I'm like, honey, no. There's no live singing in sequence.
Mm-mm.
This is more like sideshow, but I think everyone had a good time.
She enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Is it like, what? It's like the Pussycat Dolls, right? In Vegas. Is that what they're called?
No.
The burlesque show there?
I mean, showgirls.
Sure. It's more.
It's like the girls are all slapping and dancing together and stuff like that, right?
No, it's more like the musical Gypsy.
Because see, when I think of burlesque, I think of women like in like sexy outfits, and they're kind of like.
No, that's what it is. They come out and then they strip into their corset, and they end up with their pasties, and they're going.
Yeah, like one of them fell off.
They did.
Like in Charlie's Angels, you know, when they did the burlesque show in Charlie's Angels, the
kind
movie.
Of. It's
that's what I'm expecting, like because that I think that was the Pussycat Dolls in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yes, that is burlesque, but this is much more, I guess, normal, traditional that would happen. Around the scene across everywhere. It's not like a Las Vegas show and that kind of stuff.
Which when we go to Vegas, so maybe we should see one.
Oh, I'm all for seeing the showgirls. So the first person that comes out.
Oh my God.
Everyone is like, and even Lori the lesbian was like, oh, bless her heart, but I wouldn't tap that.
Praise his light.
Praise his light, y'all. Praise his light.
She was a thick girl.
Mm-hmm.
And by thick, I mean thick.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all,
her bit was weird. She started eating a teddy bear.
Yeah, it was very goth.
Well, most burlesque shows are thicker girls, though.
No, right? they're
not this thick.
No.
Oh, like big girl thick.
She was fat. I'll just put it out there. Her legs were of cottage.
Cottage.
She had some difficulty taking her hose off.
But there, after that, they got prettier. One of them was in her fucking 40s and had an amazing body.
Yeah.
And there was some fantastic, there was this chick from, I forget her name right now, but she was from Minneapolis, and her act, she did a couple different things, and one of which was even she laid on a bed of nails and had like bust a brick on her chest when she was all in her lingerie.
This sounds like a magic show.
There was a magician.
Mm-hmm. And a juggler.
And juggling. And then,
that's so weird.
No, it's like a sideshow. It was great.
Yeah.
Then my favorite was, oh God, what's her name?
The one from Minneapolis?
The hula hoop guru. It is this burlesque dancer from Chicago that has melded hula hoop dancing while stripping at the same time. So she is like taking her clothes off in a very sexy way
while
spinning a hula hoop.
Lula hoop guru.
But what she did was Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds.
It was awesome.
So her hula hoop had these birds on it, and it looked like the birds were like spinning around her head and like taking off, like the birds were biting her,
her fingers
to take her gloves off. Uh-huh. And then she wore this like, this boa from Birds. She was spinning around and it looked like they're flying at her head. It was fucking fantastic. Like Alfred Hitchcock horror, burlesque, hula hoop dancing.
I kind of want to see that. That's a lot of mix, though. That's a lot of in that mix.
Yes, it was crazy. It was my favorite by far.
That sounds fun. I want to go to see that. Are there different shows every week? Like,
well, they have their cast.
Different
casts. They have a set cast, and then the hula hoop, and then the girl from Minneapolis. They have guest people.
Oh, okay.
And you can like look on their website to see who's coming and who's performing.
Oh, okay.
Even though the hula hoop one is from Chicago, she's not actually a cast member of the Kiss Kiss Cabaret.
She also performed for Cirque du Soleil's like after Halloween thing, right?
No, opening night post party in New York for the new show.
Right.
Speaking of people coming to Chicago, Joe in Dallas and his boyfriend husband's going to be here this week. So we may meet them in the afternoon or something. Yeah, I'll just tap water. For real.
It's too bad our place is a wreck.
Friday cannot get here fast enough.
It's too bad
for me.
It's too bad our place isn't a wreck. I could just make dinner.
Right, but well, he said they're going to be busy doing all the, you know, the touristy stuff because they've never been here. So. Mm-hmm. But I guess he'll get a hold of us when, you know, he wants to hang out or whatever. Speaking of Joe, he did send a message to us, something that we can talk about. He says, talk about one thing James has done that Bill doesn't know about and vice versa. That's an open topic, but you will go to sex.
Well, I already told y'all something because he was not pleased. That he did not know about the trucker masturbation. So I've been there, done that.
That should be like on one of those shows, like Weird Addictions.
It wasn't an addiction. And it's not like, I crave it. Oh my God, when I'm on...
How many times did you do it a week?
When I am on 94.
I have to masturbate for a trucker.
And on Lakeshore Drive when that
I just
traffic.
Can't get off otherwise.
Right.
When I see that accordion bus, whew.
Oh my God.
Anyway, yes, James.
If I see a U-Haul truck, it just turns me off.
I get it.
But as soon as I get the 18-wheeler, fuck.
Because you know that U-Haul is just a regular civilian.
Mm-hmm. No. James. Come on, James.
I don't know if I told you about this, but since it is obviously funner to talk about sex, more fun to talk about sex, I did have sex in my van. In a Walmart
down by the river
parking lot.
Oh,
like
during the day,
like sex as
how,
in like
how jewel of you.
And by sex, do you mean like masturbation, blowjobs,
no.
Like straight up, like
the bum
booty? Oh,
yeah.
Did you have the sign? If it's a rockin', don't come knocking.
I had the best van. It was an Astro Sports van.
Was it a Walmart Chunky Boy employee that
no,
you just picked up?
Oh, please tell me it was an employee. It was a greeter.
It a Walmart employee?
It was a greeter.
They're usually like 60.
So
that would make the story even better.
No, this was actually my first boyfriend, and he actually later started working at that Walmart.
As a greeter.
No.
And when you say boyfriend, what, 2 weeks?
No,
2 weeks boyfriend?
This was my first. No, he was probably like a few months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Was that the first time that you hooked up?
No, that was the first time we had
sex. Why in the Walmart parking lot? There wasn't a park you could like go
Why
to
not?
Or something?
Yeah, because that's really safe.
Well, Walmart.
The parking lots are huge.
Yeah,
especially
they are.
In like Midwestern towns.
It was like a Tuesday or something where it was like
you park where the employees day. Park, like out in the boondocks.
BFE.
BFE, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's fun.
My first time wasn't. I'll tell you that
no.
much.
Yeah. You said no lube. That's
no
all you have to say.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. You pretty much know everything, and even the non-sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ricky?
I don't do anything like that. No.
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
No, I'm not telling that story.
We know it, but your listeners don't.
Kiss it.
Lick it up.
No.
Whoa.
No. No.
Kiss it. Y'all, I'm not telling this story on the show, but when I told them the story, their jaws like hit the ground.
We were eating,
it was awesome.
We were eating Mexican and had them drunk on margaritas. Because right. You're telling the story going, I can't, no one knows this. I can't believe I'm telling you.
I can't tell anybody.
I can't believe I told you this. And for a week later, please don't tell anyone. Did you tell anyone?
No, don't
please
tell
don't
anyone.
Tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone.
And thank God Josh was so drunk he doesn't remember it. So he has not.
There.
Yeah, he was.
Yes,
because we were at, it was his birthday party.
Yeah.
It was his birthday night at the at Roscoe's. Is I that where we were?
I thought you told it at Garcia's.
Mm-mm.
No, we rehashed it
yes.
at Garcia's. But if he told it
Lori was like, wasn't Lori there? Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, Lori and Katie were there, right?
Yes.
And then Lori was like,
yeah,
she was judging me. Like,
she's like,
y'all, it is a very dirty story, and I cannot talk about it.
Oh, it's so fun.
Maybe that'll be a Vegas thing for people that are there. I can tell it.
Let's just say he was a little, he was definitely a top.
I was out of character. Y'all, you should have seen their faces, y'all. They were like shocked.
It was good times.
God. So bad.
We got an email, y'all.
What is it?
Oh
say?
God. The leak.
Yeah. it's new. It's our new segment. Our new. New link thing.
Can we read the email first?
Yes.
That we got from a local listener, actually.
Oh, nice.
Okay. This is from Caesar, who lives outside of Chicago in the suburbs somewhere. He didn't answer my email back, so I don't know.
Way to go, Caesar.
He says, "Hello, Ricky, James, and Bill. This is Caesar, the one who left the addictive as fried chicken review on iTunes. I figured Ricky would like it since he once mentioned that fried chicken is his favorite food. I've known about Foul Monkeys for at least a year now, but only started listening regularly a few weeks ago. Now that I have a longer drive to and from work, I can listen to podcasts better. By the way, I love the show, and you guys have great chemistry together, so keep the show going. And since you asked, I live in the northwest suburb area of Chicago. I've been in the area for about 15 years. I'm living single at the moment, but only because I don't know if I should read all that. He didn't say not to, so only because my it's kind of personal, but my partner is in physical rehab center because he's recuperating from foot surgery. Please wish him well. I miss him dearly. We've been together for 10 years now, so it's quite difficult not to have him at home with me.
That's true.
Sad. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great 4th of July. Hugs, Caesar.
And we did.
Puking and all.
Puking and all.
Well, we hope your partner gets better, and we hope he's home by now. I don't know when he had his surgery, but I did email you, so I'd really like for you to email me back.
Rude.
He has other things to worry about.
Right.
So, speaking of Caesar, he actually sent me a personal email so that you wouldn't open this link.
Oh, this is from him?
This is from Caesar.
Oh, God.
So, he says, he asks if I was aware of Filipino cuisine.
Oh, God.
And...
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can
pop this link open.
We are going to have a bucket.
Yeah.
For Ricky.
Pop this link open.
I cannot... This
link is for the 6 most terrifying foods in the world.
It can't be. It really can't be as bad as what we just saw.
No,
but this is the thing, you guys. I'm not a picky eater, but I will not eat stuff that I cannot tell what it is,
and it doesn't have school ranch dressing.
Exactly.
And it doesn't...
And it's not fried.
And it's not a Monte Crisco that isn't fried and doesn't have boysenberry jam.
We need to go down
to Dinigan's because there's one down in downtown. I can get one. And Lauren's like, oh my God, I know somewhere else sells them other than Dinigan's. I love Dinigan's. I love their French onion soup.
On Michigan Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go there. We'll make it up.
It's just south of the Art Institute.
So we're going to go there. Okay.
This link.
Oh my God.
I'm so nervous. It's not even.
It can't be as bad as bad.
It's not as bad as the last
pooping
one.
Pooping in your mouth.
That was disgusting.
Uh-huh. Nervous.
So the
it's taking forever to load. It means it's bad.
So it's listing the top six, but the first few, what he's talking about isn't actually number one. Number one?
Oh
no, that's yeah.
No, so, it's good.
What's this? Well, are these dogs?
Read through them.
Humans are like goats. We'll eat any damn thing. Just ask the people who make power bars.
Are you going to read them?
Wait.
So, okay. The first, number six. No, scroll down. Number six is Escamoles. It's from Mexico. Escamoles are the eggs of a giant black ant. I can't think of it. We're going to call it a limo ant.
Right.
Oh my God, that thing is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks huge in comparison because it looks like there's a bowl that's just next to it and it looks like
Well, if those were the eggs, the thing has to be huge.
I think I watched a travel channel, but it was from, it was Laos. And you put them in water to try to get the eggs, but then when you eat them, they're numb, but if they wake up when they're in your mouth, they sting you.
What was this?
Little egg things like this and little ants.
Mm-mm. So I love it. It says the eggs have the consistency of cottage cheese. The most popular way to eat them is in a taco with guacamole while being fucking insane.
That's disgusting.
So I had a dream I was eating cottage cheese and your grandma was sitting in my face when I woke up. You never heard that joke before?
Yeah, let's just keep scrolling.
So the next one is Casu Marzu. And it's from Sardinia, Italy. Says, this, dear reader, is a medium-sized lump of sweet fucking Christ. It is a sheep's milk. It is a sheep milk cheese that has been deliberately infested by a
Pilophila
cassia, or the cheese fly.
Ew, that's disgusting. This is the result is a maggot-ridden, weeping stink bomb in an advanced state of decomposition.
Ugh, that's disgusting. That's gross.
Wait, it gets worse.
This cheese is a delicacy in Sardinia where it is illegal. That's right. It is illegal in the only place where people actually want to eat it. Oh, man, just that's disgusting. Gross.
Oh, and they're telling... Oh, they're saying ways how it could turn in America. Okay.
Danger of this turning up in America. There's here.
That's a thing that they eat in Minnesota, isn't it? Yeah. Don't they eat that shit?
The next stuff. It's Norwegian.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Lutefisk? Is that what it's called?
How do you say it?
Lutefisk? It's from Norway.
Yeah, Lutefisk.
Nanad.
Nanad. We haven't heard from him in a while because he's in Serbia.
Oh. Okay.
He doesn't have internet service there.
Maybe he could pick us up some Bosnian sausages.
Yeah. That show's good.
He can be my Bosnian sausage.
So lutefisk is a traditionally Norwegian dish featuring cod that has been steeped for many days in a solution of lye until its flesh is...
And lye is poisonous, right?
It's what they make soap out of. And
lye is poisonous. It's a poisonous chemical.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're fucking eating it.
Motherfucker. It's used to preserve things.
Yeah, and it's poisonous. Oh, it burns your skin.
For those of you who don't know, lye is a powerful industrial chemical used for cleaning drains, killing plants, and debugging cow horns, powering batteries, and manufacturing biodiesel. Contact with lye can cause chemical burns, permanent scarring, blindness, or total deliciousness.
What?
Because of the thing.
Oh.
Total deliciousness, depending on whether you pour it into a herring or on your own face. Or so the lutefisk industry has this belief. Next one. Ooh, that's what it is. They're baby mice wine.
We're not
that. Oh, that's in Korea. Number three. That's what it was. So this what it reminds me of is mokley, and that's rice wine. And when you're drinking it, it has rice in the bottom of it. Like it's kind of gross.
Sounds like sake unfiltered.
Yeah. That's kind of gross. So baby mice wine.
You know, and there's literally baby mice in the bottom of the jar. That's disgusting, and whoever drinks that is disgusting, and I don't want them ever talk to me. That's why I do not kiss Asians.
Scroll down. Scroll down. Look at this next picture. Scroll down.
That looks so fake.
That is fake.
They look like little flying pigs.
I'm sure that picture's fake. So the next one's called Pacha. It's from Iraq.
Oh,
is that a dinosaur?
I don't know. All the dishes. This is the one most likely to be mistaken for a threatening message from the mob. It's sheep's head boiled.
Ooh.
Pacha only reveals its terror.
Its eyeball still in there.
Yes.
It's grinning at you.
It's like, it's like
eat me.
Aw, rookie.
It looks like a dinosaur.
It's kind of look like a velociraptor or something.
Its hollowed eye sockets stare back at you with a look of grim damnation.
That's so weird. All right, you ready for number one?
Is this the gross one?
Mm-hmm. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Balut.
It already looks like something's Ricky. Infected.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes and just do it.
Scroll it.
Scroll. Also, we'll tell you to stop. Close your eyes.
Keep going.
Close your eyes.
Keep going.
Keep going. Close your eyes. Keep going.
Scroll a little more. Okay, you're good.
Okay.
So, behold, for our journey of horror reaches its destination. Balut are duck eggs that have been incubated until the fetus is all feathery and beaky and then boiled alive.
The Philippines. The Philippines.
Oh, the Philippines.
Oh,
that's so disgusting.
That's like eating a human aborted fetus.
Which are delicious, by the way.
And good for your skin. Oh, no, that's placenta.
That's placenta. You can see the wing.
That's disgusting.
That's like the feather. Is like, that the yolk?
Why the fuck would you do that? That's just...
So in the email, this is what Caesar said.
Oh my God.
He says, I'm Filipino, so I'm quite familiar with this. I can never bring myself to eat the whole thing. I can only eat the yolk and the white and drink the broth. Fuck, Caesar, that is disgusting.
I also love that he's Asian. And you just, this is why I don't kiss Asians. You just offended a listener.
Caesar, I thank you.
I am so
I
sorry
thank you for...
that I offended you, but your food offends me.
That is disgusting.
We love you as a listener, but...
Caesar, thank you so much. And
you
Joe,
will never
last
find
show.
Me.
Joe, thanks a lot for that.
Kakapuchi. Kakapuchi. How long have we been recording?
37.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, y'all, we need to go. Damn. We've been doing long shows and people are liking it and they'll get used to it and we're not doing that.
Bye.
No, we will not.
You can just do an hour and then only give one
and
week.
Y'all, this will be a pretty decent episode when it comes out because James Laurie will be doing it.
Yeah.
There might be some added extras.
It's actually a good, it's good that he is doing it.
Hey!
And Lauren's away.
Lauren's away.
I'm surprised she's not awake from us screaming on the
you
last
didn't hear
episode.
Us?
Oh, shit. She plugged those ears.
You're going to have to show her that video when we're done.
Oh, my God.
She plugged those ears and opened her mouth.
After this video, you won't be.
No, you will not open your mouth.
Should we do it now?
No.
Should we? So they can hear it?
Oh, God. I don't.
I can't watch it. No, we're not going to
do it. We'll do it off air.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text message us at 863-666-0377.
Also, you can email us more links to some crazy websites that we will open up and email them to me at jamesroyfm@gmail.com.
Don't email them to me because...
Because he will open them up and we won't be surprised and you won't get the greatest reactions ever. but you can also email Ricky at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And
Facebook?
Oh, yeah. You can join us on Facebook. Join our fan
page. Be a fan of our fan page. This is the 26th Thursday, April 10, 2000. It's like the one time you introduced the page. Also, check out our Tumblr, foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We will be getting my internet up in the home soon. And so...
How do you live?
I
work by stealing the neighbors.
Yesterday, we couldn't get any internet. I'm just like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And we were trying to look up Bosnian music videos from Eurovision.
Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. Do it.
Anything else, guys?
No.
Oh, we got to get Keith.
Keith,
come over
here
for a second.
Come over here.
Our studio audience.
We got to get him to say hello. So tell them what your name is.
ASL.
Your ASL. And tell them what you like about us three.
Each.
Okay. My name is Keith. My name is Keith, and I guess they're fun. These are good guys. They're funny and they're fun to hang around. I guess I'm
like, yeah, embarrassed. Yeah. Look at him. He's all red.
Thanks, Keith.
All right, you guys.
Are you wearing underwear today?
Yeah. Underwear?
No.
Not
he's wearing the same
one. He's wearing Doinger pants.
Mm-hmm. Doinger shorts. All right, you guys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Like
during the day,
like like sex as
how,
in like
how jewel of you.